100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was discard. We got a bunch of stories in, and also the fact that you're able to hear this means that the domain transferred successfully to the new registrar. Yay! Cool! And then the server itself, well, we'll see what I need to do. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back with you after you're done.
Greetings, Jay Radimus here, with my entry for the weekly challenge 798 and the prompt of discard. My story is entitled, No Free Lunch Goes Unpunished. Speeding down another side road, he checked his rearview mirror again in a way only obsessive paranoia can provoke. He again replayed the linchpin moment his life now pivots on. I found a tool bag after the last time one of you guys was here. Is it yours? The office manager casually gestured to a tattered canvas tool bag sagging in the corner, my employer's faded logo on the side. I didn't know who left it, but then I thought, hey, free tools. So I gave him a nod, shook his hand, and loaded it onto my cart. Shouldn't have looked inside. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And this morning, we should be crossing the border into Canada, God willing. So, my story this evening is called Magic. Over the last 2 years, what has kept me sane, while sheltered in place and a half a dozen gigs getting canceled, is the practice. Run tricks over and over. Refine the pattern. Remove steps. Shift point of view. Move from process to practice to presentation has been leaps of effort. I've discovered I have a deep river of fear that the brain is not aware of, but the hands sure are. I can't even duplicate the tremors in my fingers while I seem to be totally at rest. Luckily, I can fall back on the knowledge about discard, though. Sorry, pun. Well, not really. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic discard. It's called Magical. My Uncle Albert is the worst magician in the world. Let me give you an example of just how bad his tricks are. He'd shuffle some cards, hold them out, and ask me to pick a card, any card. Then he'd remove my card, put it face down on the table, and discard the rest of the deck, before pointing at the remaining card with a flourish and asking, "Is that your card?" It all ended very badly, though. Last week, he tried the classic detachable thumb trick. After the hospital reattached it, he vowed never to do magic again. Okay, I'm done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Warm and cozy, discard. Tea brewing, discard. Books and more books, discard and discard. That's what he had said, discard. But she loved her warm, cozy room. Books were her life. How could she discard all she cared for? And then she would hear his voice roaring inside her head, discard, discard, discard. Had he discarded everything too? She asked in a barely audible voice. He turned to face her. If looks could kill. Discard. You hear me? And she did. Becoming a secret agent was not for her, but they sure taught effective ways of getting rid of anything. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I'm very proud of my green credentials. I try not to throw anything away and do my best to restore, recycle, repurpose, and reuse things that most people would treat as junk. It makes me feel good. So much so that I'm more than happy to collect all the crap in the neighborhood that other people discard and recycle that, too. Especially what they abandon in the local cemetery. All of that good meat going to waste. It's a crying shame. Not anymore, though. And my new meat pie business is doing a roaring trade, too. Totally environmentally friendly.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 798 with a prompt of discard. Here's my story. Bilbert was speechless at the girl's odd response. What more could she help him with, besides showing him to his homeroom class? He held up the paper. All I really need is to get to my homeroom. She smiled again. Her teeth appeared unnaturally white. Was it because of her glowing yellow eyes? You can get rid of the paper. I'm in all of your classes. You can follow me. Bilbert wasn't ready to discard his schedule just yet. She'd hardly looked at it, and he wanted to ensure that she was taking him to the correct rooms each time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There's a bronze statue in the middle of the university of some wise old man standing there, one hand holding a scroll and the other arm outstretched, palm up, gesturing to something. One Friday afternoon, the students put a six-pack of beer in his palm. A tradition was born. Every Friday afternoon, a six-pack of beer appears. At first, some student would put it there. Then, increasingly elaborate ceremonies, runners relaying the beer around campus like an Olympic flame. The thing is, nobody has ever seen what happens to the beer. One moment, it's there, and then, it's gone.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of discard. Did you enjoy them? Well, I could say leave a message in the comments, but none of y'all ever do. So, okay, whatever. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and check out all the other stories for the past 16 years, the next weekly challenge topic, which is misnomer, and hopefully, things will stay up and running for quite a while. Otherwise, I'll let you know through Twitter and feedback. Twitter and Facebook. What's going on? Thank you. And, as always, keep it brief.